This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the new laws now on the books.
Senate Bill 391.
Senate Bill 391 would modify provisions relating to agricultural operations. It is sponsored by Senator Mike Bernsketer of Jefferson City.
More stringent than any provisions of the chapters 260, and then the substitute says more stringent than any provisions of this chapter or chapters.
This new law has been temporarily halted by a judge.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 333...
Senate Bill 333, sponsored by Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City, started as a local proposal.
Authorization for the city of Kansas City to put a 1/4 cent sales tax increase on the ballot to take up the total to 0.5% for the Kansas City firefighters.
The new law will now authorize certain fire protection districts and municipalities to propose a 0.5% sales tax for fire protection.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill...
Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby sponsors Senate Bill 213, which enacts new provisions relating to the nonpartisan state demographer.
Requires a demographer to establish a redistricting public comment portal for the purpose of accepting comments, documents, maps, and other communications to the demographer.
The new census will be taken next year.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill...
Originally, Senate Bill 203 was meant for St. Louis City and County, according to Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis, who sponsors the measure.
Individuals can now not have to be an organization in order to sue those individuals who are causing their property values to go down.
The new law now includes Kansas City.
We all collectively stand as one to defend the unborn.
They all negotiated in good faith and they worked hard.
House Bill 126, handled in the upper chamber by Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, would modify provisions relating to abortion.
I believe that there's a good chance that a good majority of this bill will be upheld in the courts, and it's one of the best pro-life bills across the whole country.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur believes the compromise version still goes the wrong way.
It is dangerous and it is outrageous. It has no exemptions for victims of human trafficking, rape, or incest.
On Tuesday, a U.S. district judge held up the new law. With some exceptions, most new laws take effect on August 28th. Some bills have an emergency clause, which means they take effect upon the governor's signature. Sometimes new laws begin on January 1st or other defined dates that are different from August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.